Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now, Glenn, quickly following up on a news release that came out September 1st. It outlines some of the scout drill results from the Odieni project in Côte d'Ivoire. There were also a couple diamond holes within these results, and the focus of the drilling was at the Empire and Charger prospects. At Empire, it was focused on this Empire Gap offset. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, you have already made that Empire main discovery, and some of this recent drilling has been testing potential extensions and potential similar deposits in the area. Glenn, take us through the Empire Gap results. What did we see here? What was your takeaway from these results?
Hi there, Corey. Yeah. So these holes that we've put out at the beginning of this month effectively was the closeout of our drill program at Odieni. And one of the key objectives here was really looking for extensions to that Empire main, as well as then follow up on the Charger prospect. So in terms of, if you look at in figure three, just the plan map, I mean, what we are seeing, we had Empire Main, which got this, where we do have this nice mineralized envelope going down to about 135 meters and a good 30, 40 meters width, as well as about 200 meters in strike length. And sort of it's contained within that. And we've always been looking for extension to this. To the east, Empire Gap. Original drilling that we did there, we did come across the diorite, so we knew we were onto an extension. And now with the subsequent drilling, we've had mineralization, and with this drilling now, we've had consistent mineralization across about another 180 meters offset. So we've got some nice extension to strike. We don't quite have the widths that we have got at the main zone, so we do seem to be sort of a little bit higher up in the system. But there's consistent mineralization with what we're seeing at Empire Main. The same brittle ductile zone. We are seeing this coarse fine grain visible gold, and within a very similar host in this diorite. So that's pretty encouraging for us in terms of knowing that we have extension. We haven't chased it at depth for now. Obviously, those are expensive meters for now. And we're still following up on the Empire Corridor. The idea is to keep on continually building multiple deposits or extension deposits to Empire Main that will build into this 1 million plus ounce mine at the end of the day. That's ultimately our objective.
So Glenn, big picture, and it's probably a bit too early to know this, but even though the Gap Zone drill results haven't quite been as good as the Empire Main, especially in terms of widths, could it be the same system, or are you looking at a different deposit here?
I mean, it could easily be the same system. There's no doubt. I mean, we could see, various sort of noses out on this diorite coming through, and what we've picked up, is two separate ones of those. And at depth, it could easily go down, coalesce into one. If you look at some of the models around, and we do bring the analogy of that Rocks Gold, the Seguilin deposit. If you look at some of their gram meter cross sections, very similar to what we see at Empire Main, where you see the sort of ballooning down below. So we could see Empire Gap and Empire Main effectively ballooning to the same body. And that's obviously what we would hope. And there certainly would be following up on that in terms of scout drilling as well. But at the moment, we are still trying to chase, the easy answers, if you want to call it, rather than just going straight into the expensive answers. But it's certainly something that we will be following up.
So Glenn, I'm going to focus on figure two here. I'll also post this map below the interview. You mentioned that the focus then for drilling around this Empire discovery is going to be along the Empire corridor. We can see this to the south, more at the bottom of the map here. Extends really left to right across the project. What does that mean for future drilling in terms of the overall target area, and where will you be focusing in terms of stepping out here?
Yeah, so what we're seeing here, I mean, on that Empire corridor, and when you look at, you look at that figure two, the Empire discovery is really just a little, it's quite small in terms of the grand scheme of things there. So we have done work now in terms of the northern boundary of that corridor, terra materia work, And we are waiting on those results. And what we are seeing, though, is it's just, you know, it's just anomalous. I mean, we've originally drilled another two anomalies. We've had anomaly one, anomaly two, and anomaly three along that Empire Discovery Zone. And we're seeing multiple anomalies being sort of new anomalies coming up from the work that we're doing. So for us, the ability to, as I say, pull in multiple deposits along this thing, along the corridor, certainly is quite real and one we are quite confident of. So it's that sort of orogenic style pooling trapping sites along the corridor is what we're looking at. And then further to the north, you obviously see this anomalism that's creeping up to the north as well. But that is sort of a separate focus, if you want to call it.
Let's talk about that anomaly, though. The Scepter copper gold anomaly. You show it here is 5 kilometers long through some of this geochem work. Is this the first time anybody's taken a look at this target? What can you tell us about Scepter?
Yeah, so Scepter, I mean, that's quite interesting and obviously pretty very exciting for us. Originally, we did work. Our original work there was on specifically looking for gold anomalism. And then when we actually drilled that little charge, you know, charges sort of 2 kilometers north of Empire, we've got that charges prospect where we actually had 3 meters at 9 grams with that 1 meter at 0.76 copper. Suddenly, that sort of highlighted this base metal anomalism and the potential. And we always thought, we always knew we had base metal anomalism, but now it's actually the association that we're seeing. And the style is a little bit different to the Empire discovery in the sense that there does seem to be a lot of hematite alteration or iron alteration. And that's what we uncovered with the Charger prospect. And as you can see, Charger is a little tiny speck there. And then when you move 5 kilometers north, what you're seeing there is effectively the heat map is effectively the copper and the dots are effectively gold. So suddenly we're seeing this copper gold anomalism. And, you know, we would expect probably some sort of similarities to Charger as well, which is, you know, the base metal anomalism is more magmatic type fluid. And effectively, we've styled it or we've called it sort of IOCG style just because of obviously we've got the hematite, the iron, and then the copper and the gold. So we are very excited. First time this sort of alteration has been seen here in Côte d'Ivoire, and it's something. And the setting is certainly we're on the splay setting. There's a lot of intrusions. The setting is ripe for this style of mineralization, and therefore, you know, with an anomaly 5 kilometers long and probably 1.5 to 2 kilometers in width. And sort of multiple anomalies. Obviously, we are very excited about getting into this, and our focus is effectively on this as well. So we've probably narrowed down our focus as a business in terms of originally we had Bonduku and ODNE. Bonduku, we've got some, probably it's going to be sort of back to the drawing board in terms of our last drill program, because we do have great system there with good mineralization. However, the grade's not coming through. But whereas we got delivery on the ODNE side, and it's something that we have to chase. So all our focus is fundamentally, 90% of our focus is going into ODNE in terms of these two styles, developing Empire Discovery, as well as now uncovering and really trying to get to the bottom of this IOCG style that we're seeing here.
Okay, so multiple targets, and now ODNE being, it sounds like more or less the company's flagship project, mostly because of the drill results. When are you going to be able to get drills back on the ground? What's the news flow looking like, let's say, for the rest of this year?
Sure. So, as I say, we have been sort of relooking at our data. We have done a whole lot more termaterial work in terms of the geochem. We'd be wanting to follow that up where possible with auger to get more of an in situ, although we have great correlation based on the work that we've done in terms of that anomalism. So that's happening as we speak. So there will be ongoing results on new anomalies. In terms of the Scepter prospect, we've been trying to fly Aeromag here. COVID hasn't helped us too much in terms of the crew that we've been wanting to use. So we are trying to sort of make some alternative arrangements there. So we're probably looking at some ground mag coming through on the Scepter prospect, to try and get us some idea of structure, possibly looking at some gravity surveys if we can. So that will happen over the next probably month or two as we go into the drier season, and then looking to try and really aim to have some scout drilling done before the end of the year.
Okay, so by the end of the year, some more scout drilling. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. And Glenn, keep up to date on any more news coming out of the company. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, Corey.